In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The subject for the conference is about the Orthodox Christian marriage. But you know, we will put some spiritual matters away from the main subject, and we will discuss many other subjects. Subject will be related to how to be a joyful one. Before speaking about marriage, we need to live a joyful life. To be a new person in Christ, you need to enjoy your life with the Lord. And you know, we always see many of the Christians who are most of the time sad, and they cannot enjoy their life. But the commandment of the Lord that we should enjoy our life in the Lord. It was written very early in the book of Deuteronomy. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. So as if the Lord is making everything for everybody just to enjoy your life. And although we do not enjoy our life and whatever you do, in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. So whatever the Lord has done for us is just for enjoyment. Also, it's written in the New Testament, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. This kind of promise is early with the resurrection and should cover all our days till we meet the Lord in the eternal life. So our joy, we should never let it go. Okay, I'll give you some advices just to enjoy your life, and I guess if you follow these 6 advices, you will feel better level of happiness, and you can enjoy your days. The first advice is get used to being thankful. I'll start always by saying get used to. I know everybody is thanking the Lord, and you always thankful and grateful, but I think we do not spend enough time in praising the Lord. We need to spend more time praising the Lord. This helps us to enjoy our life more. We need to be always being thankful. It was written in his epistle, St. Paul said, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So rejoice always, and in order to rejoice always, in everything give thanks. There is kind of relation between the praying without ceasing and thanking God all the time and rejoice, being joyful all the time. Also, in Ephesus, he said, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus. Again, the word always, giving thanks always, rejoice always. So if we spend just few minutes per day trying to praise the Lord or rejoicing these few minutes, we are lifting behind us tens of hours away from thanking the Lord or praising the Lord. Also he said, do not cease to give thanks for you. Do not cease to give thanks. So the minute you stop praising the Lord, there is something wrong here. You need to thank the Lord each minute, making mention of you in my prayers. If you don't find enough reasons to praise the Lord, just think of others. The people around you, you will find many other reasons to praise the Lord for the people, not only for yourself, for his gifts to others. So he's always giving to everybody around, so you may praise the Lord all the time. Again, you know, this kind of being thankful or grateful all the time is, you know, like given from the mother to her son. It's kind of a habit. So we need to make this habit St. Paul said, I call to remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louise and your mother Fnike, and I am persuaded it's in you also. To pray the Lord all the time, you need to start praying the Lord early in the morning. By waking up early in the morning, you need first of all to pray the Lord. And for the use of you, El Baba Krollos was always giving this advice to the young men and women, that you should start your day by kneeling down three times, praying the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And also, before going to sleep, you need to pray the Lord again, to thank Him for the day. Whatever the day went, it's enough that we still live and we still enjoy His parenthood. And also, you need to make this habit that you pray the Lord in every step. Try to thank the Lord or pray the Lord in each step you step, or whatever khatawat you step. Also, whenever you see somebody, why don't you pray the Lord for him? I met Amba Misael, I prayed the Lord that I met him. I met Abuna Yohanna. I'm happy and praying the Lord because I met Abuna Yohanna. So whoever I meet him, it's, you know, another reason to pray the Lord for him, because he is like a man of God. So it's a real gift to see the people around and to pray the Lord for them. Also, remember to pray the Lord in success. Usually we succeed in many things, but we forget to pray the Lord. You succeed in cooking, you succeed in making some stuff in the house, you succeed in your day in work, but actually most of us forget to say, thank you Lord for this and that. And also, when it comes to trials and tribulations and hard time, we need to also pray the Lord and gain this habit by thanking the Lord whatever the circumstances around and the trials or tribulations. Also, we need to pray the Lord when your prayers are answered. Most of us may cry in praying for something, but when it comes as an answer from the Lord, we rather thank the Lord in a minute or two, and that's it. We need to thank the Lord as equal as we prayed before or cried before for His help. I don't think any of us do this. Usually in pains and problems, we may spend hours crying to the Lord, but by answering when it comes to real life, usually we forget to praise Him equally. Also, we need to learn how to pray the Lord even if your prayers are not answered, because we believe that even if He did not answer our prayer, this is the best for us, and this is His gift for us, and this comes out of His kindness and out of His love. So we need also to praise Him even if He does not answer the prayer in the way we like. That was the first step in enjoying our life with the Lord. The second point, get used to the nice word, to saying or speaking the nice word. You know, the Lord once said to Saint Peter, surely you also, no, it was not the Lord, you know, but they said, surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. In Arabic, tuzhirak means more that it's like a character. It's inside your heart, so your language or your speech always reveals what's inside you. If you are happy with the Lord, you will have always happy words to say, good words to say, because you are happy with the gifts of the Lord. But if you forget the gifts of the Lord given, so you will spell out bad words and silly words, and you will blaming people around, you'll spend time complaining because you are not happy inside. So in order to rejoice in the Lord always. We need to pray the Lord always, and we need to get used to say good words to everybody around. You know, our Lord said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. So as far as we are good and we are trying to be good, as our Lord is very good, we need to train our tongue not to say any bad words, just the good words to anybody around. Also it's written by Solomon, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So we need to learn how to use the soft answer for everybody around. Get used to using a good word, and I'll give you some of this good word. The first type of good wording is the encouragement. You need to give people around the encouragement words, words of encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement. So for the young or the old or the middle, we need to say words of encouragement. We need to say words of thankfulness. Especially in our homes, sometimes we consider whatever your father is doing, or mother or sister, it's like right for you. It's kind of he should do this or that. No, you need to say thank you, Dad, thank you, Mom, thank you, Fulan. So the word of thanking or being grateful, it's also a good word. Words of appreciation, how much you appreciate whatever things are done around you. Those who appreciate everything usually are more accepted by people around, and they can rejoice and give their joy to the people around by just spelling out good words. Also, the words of compliment and the words of prayer for others. You can easily say, God with you, God bless you, God will give you so and so, I pray for you, may God give you wisdom, may you enjoy your day in the Lord. Just give words of prayer to each one around you. This will help you to enjoy your day and let others enjoy their day. Also, good words are mostly the verses from the Bible. You can give the people around just verses from the Bible. And you know, many of us are shy or get embarrassed to say the word of God. But the word of God is the best words ever. So we need to exchange the verses. If you find a nice promise in the Bible, why don't you tell your wife or tell your children or tell your friends, wow, I found a very nice verse today. And also prayers, your personal prayers or private prayers, also good words. So in order to enjoy your day or rejoice in the Lord, first of all, get used to thank God or pray the Lord all the time, and also get used to using good words. Other types of good wording is like the apology or the saying sorry to the people around. And when it comes in an honest way, it helps others to enjoy their day, and you will feel relaxed and comfortable after saying sorry to others. Also, when you care for others by questioning their news or their circumstances in a honest, kindful way, they will feel your warm love, and they will enjoy this, and you can enjoy your life also. Another type of good wording, the messages, the text messages or the emails or the decent expressions, whatever you do it, all these types of good wording will help you to enjoy your day in the Lord. The third advice, how to get a joyful life or enjoy a new life in the Lord, get used to recalling God's promises. You know, God's promises are like our precious stones. Many of the women like to use the precious stones to express their beauty. Our beauty as Christians are the words of the Lord, the promises of the Lord. Hundreds of promises of the Lord, and we all, you know, we do not know enough how precious are these words. That's why David was saying, I remember your words of thy servant, which made me trust him that this comfort me in my affliction. So just by reminding yourself of the good, of the promises of the Lord given to you, you will feel happy, you will feel fresh and relaxed. Also written, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. So by reminding yourself or holding strictly to the precious promises, you will be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world through us. Also said, let's hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. He promised us being a father, and he will take care of us all our life. So these promises are always fixed because he is faithful. We need to recall God's promises. And in order to recall, we need first of all to discover, to find out this, to search around seeking these promises in the Bible. And after finding one of the promises, you need to meditate. You need to think carefully of this. You need to hold it. You need to memorize it. يعني حاول تحفظ الآية. When you keep it in your mind, it's easy to recall. And the last step is recalling. And those who recall God's promises all their day around, they are enjoying better life. They can feel much better than us when we forget the word of God. The fourth step of a joyful life is get used to give generously. Get used to give generously. We used to give, but not generously. We used to give, you know, in a way like thinking carefully what others give to us and in return what we should give to them. But according to the teachings of our Lord, we need to give, whatever those around us is giving us. We need to give generously. It was written, he who exhausts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And also, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who bountifully will also reap bountifully. In the book of Acts, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus. You know, this verse and this sentence was not found in the four Gospels. It's only in the book of Acts. And this, you know, proves that St. Paul was listening carefully to the teachings of other apostles, and they were recalling what our Lord said. And some of their teaching were not written in the Gospels, but recorded in the Acts. So he is the one who wrote it down. He said, the Lord said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed. And you know, in Arabic translation, it's not only blessed, it's more joyful, it's more pleasant to give than to receive. Don't think how much is he worth. Think how much would you gain after giving. You know, most of those who give, whatever the kind of gift they give, they always think of does he deserve or he يعني يستاهل this or that. We need not to think this way, because you know nobody of us deserve what God is giving us. So we need to think in another way, how much I will gain by giving him whatever I can give. Also, don't think of how much you have, think of how much he has. يعني, you know, when serving the poor, some of those who give the poor think of, come on, he is living fine, but you live much, much better than the way he lives. So why don't you think in another way that you have much to give? Don't think in your time being wasted. Think of your time being invested. By serving the poor, you know, it's not a wasting time. Actually, it's the best investment in our lifetime that we invest in the poor, and we invest in giving them our time and our mind and our money. Give your ear generously. You know, many need to listen, to have somebody to listen to them in their hard time. So even just by listening to the people, this is kind of giving. This is a virtue of giving, that you listen carefully to the people around. Give your heart generously. Share the people their emotions. When you give your heart, you are really a gifted man, and you are Christ-like. Give your time generously, and give your experience generously, give your money generously, and give your mind generously. So we have lots to give. We have time, we have emotions, we have thoughts, we have health, we have ear to give. So we have many things to give, not only money. The fifth advice of being joyful, to enjoy our day with the Lord, get used to the instant repentance. I mean by this that get used to say sorry to the Lord just after you sin. When you fall in any sin by thought or by wording, just in the same minute try to go back to the Lord saying, Ya Rab Samahni. Because by saying so, you can regain your joy easily. But when you leave yourself to sinning and bad wording and thoughts, and you are now away from the Lord, and joy is very much away from your heart. You know, remind yourself of the attitude of the father when his son came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So this is the usual attitude of our Father God when we go back to him saying, sorry, God, forgive me, have mercy upon me. Also, Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So the attitude of our Lord is always, you know, he is happy forgiving. So enjoy this. Enjoy the forgiveness of the Lord all the day round. He is happy giving his forgiveness. So why don't you take it and enjoy it all the day by keeping the word of Lord, have mercy upon me. With every act of anger, hurry up and repent. In every situation of judgment, hurry up and repent. In every drifting thought, hurry up and repent. So we need to focus on this. This kind of instant repentance will help you to grow in the spirit and to live a better life and to enjoy your day with the Lord much more than before. Because the most important obstacle in our joy is sin. With every feeling of worry or fear, hurry up and repent. With every moment of over occupation and stress, hurry up and repent. because somebody may not consider this kind of anxious feelings and feeling of worry or fear, they may not consider them sinning. It's, you know, it's khatiyya, because it stands against the promise of the Lord. So we need to hurry up and say, Samihni Ya Rab. Finally, I would say, do not be but happy. This, you know, it's a verse in the Bible. Do not be but happy. You should be happy. You should enjoy your life with the Lord. By being joyful all the time, you can enjoy whatever happening around. You can enjoy your marriage, whoever your partner. You can enjoy your circumstances, whatever the circumstances going on. So, you know, they always say that being joyful is a decision. Is you make the decision to enjoy your day, so you will enjoy your day. Don't let the circumstances make the day for you. You make the circumstances follow your joyful life by following these advices. Continuous thankfulness, nice words or good words to everybody, recalling God's promises and giving generously, and lastly, instant repentance. Glory to God. Amen.